Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Some businesses are experiencing what they say is a shoplifting epidemic in some city centres. Items being stolen to order, retailers dealing with persistent antisocial and even violent behaviour. And RG Data is now calling for stronger legislation and more Gardaí on the streets to deal with these thefts. Brian O'Connell has the story for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So retailers are saying that this is becoming an even bigger problem now.
Well, we know from some studies that it's costing the Irish retail sector hundreds of millions in lost revenue each year in terms of crime. Now, businesses I've been speaking to are telling me they're facing far more organised shoplifting. So this is essentially where items are being stolen to order, and then a more violent and a less intimidated type of person who's stealing from them. And most of them you speak to in city centres, be it in Dublin or Limerick or Cork, they'll tell you they want to see more Gardaí on the beat, actively patrolling city centres and acting as a deterrent. Now, shop owners I spoke to say they now need more security in their own shops, not just on weekends, and many are frustrated by repeat offenders, they tell me. So these are people who would target their shops sometimes several times, even on the same day.
Now, you spoke to a retailer, you spoke to the Gardaí, but first of all, you got a sense of what's happening nationally.
Exactly. Before we hear about some of the challenges Gardaí are facing in trying to police this, I did speak with Tara Buckley, who's Director General of RG Data, and that's the Retailer Grocers Trade Association. And she gave me a good overview of just how much of an issue shoplifting and crime in general is now for retailers that she represents.
It's a very significant issue. And even in the first instance, referring to it as petty crime will really get up the nose of most retailers, because this is one of the top three issues that we hear about every day in our association. It's dealing with a very vicious, nasty element in our society that are now, you know, daily occurrences in shops right around the country. Depending on the size of the store, but on average, our members are paying around 60,000 a year in terms of dealing with crime.
So a significant cost. It's always been an issue, I'd imagine, Tara, but has something changed in the past few years?
It's always been an issue, but unfortunately in the past few years, particularly since COVID maybe, this seems to have gotten nastier, more aggressive, and we're seeing more people turning up with weapons and being very threatening towards staff.
So what do you want done?
Well, we've three asks, really. The first ask is obviously more Garda presence on our streets. We believe that there needs to be a zero tolerance approach taken to retail crime. This is not petty. This is something that people start engaging with at quite a young age and yeah, believe that they're untouchable and that they can get away with it. And we watch these young people turn into the criminals of tomorrow. We think it should be nipped in the bud. When somebody starts along this path, there should be consequences. We also believe that serial offenders need to have custodial sentences imposed on them. We have members who report cases and it's the 45th or 46th time this person has robbed their store. They end up in court, they get a suspended sentence, and they're back robbing in the shop that afternoon. That's so frustrating for retailers who are trying their best to do an honest day's work and to protect their staff and their customers.
So that's Tara Buckley. And Brian, you spoke to a retailer in Cork City Centre, and he says that the gangs are now shoplifting to order.
Well, just at the start of Patrick Street in Cork is Herlihy Centra, and operations director of the Herlihy Centra Group is Kevin Herlihy. Until recently, Claire, he was president of the Cork Business Association. So he and his sibling Brian have seven stores throughout Cork City and County. And Kevin Herlihy began telling me that while shoplifting and crime has always been an issue, it's really escalated significantly in recent years.
I think since COVID, there has been two things that have happened. Number one, there's a lot less Gardaí on the street. There's a lot less boots on the ground. And the Gardaí will admit to this as well, because there's been so many retirements. And also, I have to say it, that there's a lot more brazenness out there amongst people. And they're taking chances and they're knowing that they're going to get away with it. There is a lot of organised begging. Beautiful city. I've lived here most of my life. And it's just, I find it embarrassing.
How do you mitigate against it, Kevin? Like, what can you do? I mean,
you obviously have the safety of your staff in mind.
Well, I have security in every one of my stores every day. We build it into our profit and loss account every year. The number one priority of the on-site security is to protect the staff. Number two is to protect the fixtures and fittings. And number three is to protect the stock.
You showed me a video, I think, a couple of days ago, and it clearly showed one of your security intervening when one of your staff could be in danger.
Yeah, so that was the incident where there was a robbery and the security intervened, and he actually got soft tissue damage on his shoulder. Now, thankfully, he's okay. He's a great guy, but this is just part and parcel of it.
You were at the Joint Policing Committee meeting yesterday. What did you say to Gardaí?
Well, I asked the Chief Superintendent what was the plan in relation to the organised begging. So to be fair to them, they are doing their best. But what I'm saying is that they're short-staffed, and that we need more guards on the street. So in the Cork Business Association, we have met with Helen McEntee, we have met with Drew Harris, we have asked them and pleaded with them to get more guards on the street in Cork. And we understand that the same issue is in Dublin and Waterford, Galway, Limerick, no doubt. But we're asking for more boots on the ground. The same guys coming in, the same guys causing trouble around the streets. Like I had a guy spat in my face last year when he was stealing coffee from one of the from all of our stores, and he spat in my face, and the guy still hasn't been charged, and that's 16 months ago.
Right, so that's Kevin Hurley from the Hurley Group in Cork, and he's detailing, as you heard there, some fairly serious incidents, Brian.
And he referenced the fact that he was at a Joint Policing Committee meeting recently where he stressed the importance of having more Gardaí on the beat in city centres, not just in Cork, but all over the country. And this would act obviously as a deterrent to would-be shoplifters, but also to build that profile of who is actually committing crime in city centres. We know at the recent Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors annual conference, the association said 18,000 Gardaí were needed to police the country. The government's plans are to grow the force from 14,000 up to 1,000 extra at the end of next year. It was pointed out at the conference that the population has increased by 650,000 since 2007, and we've had similar number of guards since back then.
So you went out and you met the guards locally in Cork City, and they were telling you how they're trying to police this rise in shoplifting.
I went into Anglesey Street Guard Station. I met with Sergeant Michael O'Connell, who's Prime Prevention Officer with the Cork City Division. He began by telling me about what they're seeing in terms of stats around shoplifting in the city centre in recent weeks and what they're doing about it.
We have noticed from our stats there in the last couple of weeks that we've seen an increase, I suppose, in particular since Christmas. Thefts in particular, there's been a big increase in that. So we're monitoring that and we're putting plans in place to try and counteract that.
Where do you think it's coming from?
I suppose a lot of it seems to be organised, I suppose, taking stuff to order. People are looking for these things and they're going to these sports shops in particular and taking runners, jackets and selling them on. So I suppose we're trying to get on top of that by working with the retailers in the city centre.
What are the stats roughly at the moment? Have you a rough sense of them?
I know in the last week we had 46 thefts in the city centre, which is, we've never been that high. I know some of our extra resources are going to be put into the city centre over the next few weeks, targeting shoplifting in particular.
You'd hear one of the complaints from businesses would be they want to see more boots on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely, and it makes a huge difference when we have Yellow Jackets out there. We did an operation at Christmas, and for the 3 weeks up to Christmas, we actually had a reduction in thefts, which was a huge success for us. And I suppose resources are an issue for us at times, where when we can, we get people out there. But, you know, ordinarily, once a shoplifter, for example, is arrested, he's charged, brought to court. That all takes time, the paperwork. Prolific repeat offenders, we object to their bail. Sometimes they get out again. We put strict bail conditions on them. So it's a revolving door, and it can be quite frustrating for the investigating members as well. I suppose we've noticed where shops have a good standard of security on the door that they don't have the same issue. We have shops out there that don't have security every day of the week. You know, these individuals know that, and then they're going and targeting these shops, and they know when the security guard isn't working.
In terms of numbers then, relatively speaking, it would seem the numbers of Gardaí available to you in the city are kind of static compared to the last few years.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we're just after coming out of another recruitment drive, and I think there's been a big interest in it, which is great. So, I mean, as soon as we get them in through Templemore and out down to the city here, it'd be great, you know, and we're always looking for more resources. You know, we're doing the best we can with the resources we have. I know our city centre policing unit, through our superintendent here in the next week or two, is going to increase it by another couple. So that's all positive as
so
well.
So that's a dedicated city centre unit. I think I spent time with that unit previously. I think there was maybe 12 Gardaí in the unit when I was with it.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, with retirements, moving on, promotions, they're down now to just, I think, between 8 and 10, so they're hoping to bump that up again. You know, they're a high visibility presence.
And if you have that dedicated unit, they're building the connections. They know who the people are on the ground, if you like.
Oh, absolutely. And you can't beat that. And, you know, even just calling in, talking to the staff, to the managers, reassuring staff, reassuring the public.
And you got in touch, Brian, with the Department of Justice on this.
Yes, just briefly, the Garda Commissioner, they said, is responsible for the allocation of Gardaí to Garda divisions. The Minister doesn't have a role in this process. Just in terms of Garda numbers, they pointed out, as I said earlier, that the numbers will begin to grow steadily throughout this year. They expect maybe as high as 14,500 members by the end of this year, maybe up to 15,000 by the end of 2025. They pointed out a number of initiatives that are in place, including increasing the Garda training allowance by 66%, raising the age of entry, as we know, into Gardaí from 35 to 50. And then they pointed out initiatives as well to help Gardaí do their jobs. For example, body-worn cameras. And then, as we know, there is work being underway and it is advancing around facial recognition technology. They say it'll be permitted for use to identify suspects of assaults on Gardaí also.
Brian O'Connell reporting. Thank you very much, Brian. Coming up next, why it's so important to keep up to date with vaccinations for your pet.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.